Gerbiami vykdytojai, klausydamiesi šio teksto, sureguliuokite grotuvo garso lygį. Prašome įsitikinti, ar visoje egzamino patalpoje tekstas gerai girdimas. Jeigu reikia, tinkamai sureguliuokite grotuvą. Po šio teksto bus 10 sekundžių pauzė, o po jos prasidės klausimo testas. Klausimo testo pabaigoje kandidatams bus skirtos 2 minutės šio testo atsakymams perrašyti į atsakymų lapą. Linkime sėkmės!
This is the listening test. I'm going to give the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you some time to look at the questions. At the start of each part, you will hear this sound. Remember, while you are listening, write your answers on the listening paper. At the end of the listening test, you will have 2 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet. Now, turn to part one. Part one. You will hear people speaking in 5 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. There is an example, 0. You will hear each situation twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Example 0.
Why do you want to return the t-shirt?
I didn't notice how loose it was. Could I get my money back?
We give cash refunds when you provide the receipt and the price tag.
I have the receipt, but the price tag has fallen off.
So, all I can do is give you a credit note for the same amount, or an additional 10% discount on sale items.
Okay, I'll look around the new collection. 1.
At the Olympics, I pressed forward with discipline, sprinting against doubt, navigating life's hurdles with resilience, and overcoming every challenge. Picture the arena of my struggle against determined opponents. I reached the summit with the referees declaring me the runner-up, just a heartbeat away from gold in the noble art of aquatics. The taste of success lingers for anyone who embraces the endeavor with unmatched determination and celebrates the journey, whether crowned with gold, silver, or bronze. At the Olympics, I pressed forward with discipline, sprinting against doubt, navigating life's hurdles with resilience, and overcoming every challenge. Picture the arena of my struggle against determined opponents. I reached the summit with the referees declaring me the runner-up, just a heartbeat away from gold in the noble art of aquatics. The taste of success lingers for anyone who embraces the endeavor with unmatched determination and celebrates the journey, whether crowned with gold, silver, or bronze.
2.
The situation is worsening as powerful winter storms have delivered substantial snowfall across extensive areas in the Midwest region of the United States. The combination of blinding snow produced nearly zero visibility and winds of 50 miles an hour. On Monday afternoon, slush began disrupting ground and air travel. In Minnesota, the roads became impassable due to snowfall of up to 11 inches. More snowfall is anticipated in certain areas of northern Iowa and southwestern Nebraska. The former will be affected the most, with winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, creating life-threatening conditions. The situation is worsening as powerful winter storms have delivered substantial snowfall across extensive areas in the Midwest region of the United States. The combination of blinding snow produced nearly zero visibility and winds of 50 miles an hour. On Monday afternoon, slush began disrupting ground and air travel. In Minnesota, the roads became impassable due to snowfall of up to 11 inches. More snowfall is anticipated in certain areas of northern Iowa and southwestern Nebraska. The former will be affected the most, with winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, creating life-threatening conditions.
3. Has Max's behavior changed?
Yes, his appetite is off, picking at food, and his water intake has increased. He's also been showing decreased activity, avoiding his usual playtime, and sometimes he seems less agitated, in contrast to his previous habit of barking regularly at minor disturbances.
Okay, any changes in his sleeping pattern?
Yes. When it's daylight, Max's naps seem to have become briefer than they used to be. At nighttime, he's notably more restless. This behavior gives the impression that he might be sleeping more during the day, similar to his prior sleep patterns.
Has Max's behavior changed?
Yes, his appetite is off, picking at food, and his water intake has increased. He's also been showing decreased activity, avoiding his usual playtime, and sometimes he seems less agitated, in contrast to his previous habit of barking regularly at minor disturbances.
Okay, any changes in his sleeping pattern?
Yes. When it's daylight, Max's naps seem to have become briefer than they used to be. At nighttime, he's notably more restless. This behavior gives the impression that he might be sleeping more during the day, similar to his prior sleep patterns.
4.
As we await updates, urban areas are expected to shape the election's outcome decisively. In rural areas, the Unity Party leads, despite their chances of prevailing in the overall race seeming remote, while the Progress Party is making significant strides, securing substantial support in urban areas. This transformation sparks intrigue in the evolving political landscape. The Center Party, which held ministerial positions in the last coalition cabinet, now encounters declining support. Also, the active voter turnout has changed, with rural areas showing notably increased engagement and higher turnout compared to 4 years ago, although the overall participation could be perceived as echoing the previous year's trends. As we await updates, urban areas are expected to shape the election's outcome decisively. In rural areas, the Unity Party leads, despite their chances of prevailing in the overall race seeming remote, while the Progress Party is making significant strides, securing substantial support in urban areas. This transformation sparks intrigue in the evolving political landscape. The Center Party, which held ministerial positions in the last coalition cabinet, now encounters declining support. Also, the active voter turnout has changed, with rural areas showing notably increased engagement and higher turnout compared to 4 years ago, although the overall participation could be perceived as echoing the previous year's trends.
5.
Despite appreciating the changing seasonal transitions, the standout moment on the first day was witnessing the mesmerizing sight of snow geese at dawn. Their graceful flight across the shores of the lake was like poetry.
Absolutely. And those strolls through the birch forest on the second day were just magical.
Surprisingly, it was the unseen woodland creatures that caught my attention. The sounds of squirrels and rabbits added an unexpected thrill, a secret realm of bustling wildlife.
Yeah, rustling leaves and occasional bird calls that echoed through the trees. A sensory feast.
And as we wandered, there was a subtle fragrance in the air, the smell of earth and birches invoking tranquility. I loved it. Despite appreciating the changing seasonal transitions, the standout moment on the first day was witnessing the mesmerizing sight of snow geese at dawn. Their graceful flight across the shores of the lake was like poetry.
Absolutely. And those strolls through the birch forest on the second day were just magical.
Surprisingly, it was the unseen woodland creatures that caught my attention. The sounds of squirrels and rabbits added an unexpected thrill, a secret realm of bustling wildlife.
Yeah, rustling leaves and occasional bird calls that echoed through the trees. A sensory feast.
And as we wandered, there was a subtle fragrance in the air, the smell of earth and birches invoking tranquility. I loved it.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two. Part two. You will hear an interview with Paul Buzz, a tattoo artist. For questions 11 to 14, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. There is an example, 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at the questions. In the studio today is Paul Buzz, a prolific tattoo artist. How did you learn to tattoo?
15 years ago, I just picked up a machine and started on my legs. I didn't follow an apprenticeship. I tattooed underground without a shop, but I've always done my own thing when painting and illustrating.
What inspires you?
When I started out, my background was with the hardcore punk and skateboarding community. I loved skateboard illustrations and the punk attitude of it all. I was trying to translate that kind of thing to tattooing. The true origin, though, the way I've actually learned how to draw, was through the impact of the Expressionist movement, which I've embraced in the last few years following the rage of my early 20s. I thought this art was just surreal.
What shapes your unique tattooing style?
We come from a time where tattoo designs need to be clean, well-executed, and professional. I believe if you follow these rules too strictly, you'll end up creating a product which is too far removed from the magic of what tattooing really is. What I'm trying to do is to take back those imperfections. I use only a needle for my tattoos. I believe that the more gear you use, the more you'll be stuck in an extensive process that restricts your ability to use your creativity, to find a solution and evolve.
Tell us about your recent installation project, The Body of Reverbs.
The Body of Reverbs blends tattooing and sound, creating a unique sensory journey. By connecting the tattoo machine to a guitar amplifier, I collaborate with a sound artist to enhance the experience, recognizing the natural physical sensations and turning them into a harmonious ensemble. The collaboration results in a symphony of sensations, where vibrations create a unique feedback loop. This ritual goes beyond traditional boundaries, offering a deep, enriching experience that goes past any limit, resonating positively with each individual's unique journey.
How has your work changed since you started?
Speaking abstractly, simple subjects are very powerful when it comes to tattooing. What works on paper doesn't necessarily work on the human body. Since my work has started to become rougher and more textured, I've begun to appreciate still life subjects. I just have to look around and I get inspired by what surrounds me. A pot of flowers sitting on a friend's windowsill is more than enough to produce a tattoo I'm happy with.
In the studio today is Paul Buzz, a prolific tattoo artist. How did you learn to tattoo?
15 years ago, I just picked up a machine and started on my legs. I didn't follow an apprenticeship. I tattooed underground without a shop, but I've always done my own thing when painting and illustrating.
What inspires you?
When I started out, my background was with the hardcore punk and skateboarding community. I loved skateboard illustrations and the punk attitude of it all. I was trying to translate that kind of thing to tattooing. The true origin, though, the way I've actually learned how to draw, was through the impact of the Expressionist movement, which I've embraced in the last few years following the rage of my early 20s. I thought this art was just surreal.
What shapes your unique tattooing style?
We come from a time where tattoo designs need to be clean, well-executed, and professional. I believe if you follow these rules too strictly, you'll end up creating a product which is too far removed from the magic of what tattooing really is. What I'm trying to do is to take back those imperfections. I use only a needle for my tattoos. I believe that the more gear you use, the more you will be stuck in an extensive process that restricts your ability to use your creativity, to find a solution and evolve.
Tell us about your recent installation project, The Body of Reverbs.
The Body of Reverbs blends tattooing and sound, creating a unique sensory journey. By connecting the tattoo machine to a guitar amplifier, I collaborate with a sound artist to enhance the experience, recognizing the natural physical sensations and turning them into a harmonious ensemble. The collaboration results in a symphony of sensations, where vibrations create a unique feedback loop. This ritual goes beyond traditional boundaries, offering a deep, enriching experience that goes past any limit, resonating positively with each individual's unique journey.
How has your work changed since you started?
Speaking abstractly, simple subjects are very powerful when it comes to tattooing. What works on paper doesn't necessarily work on the human body. Since my work has started to become rougher and more textured, I've begun to appreciate still life subjects. I just have to look around and I get inspired by what surrounds me. A pot of flowers sitting on a friend's windowsill is more than enough to produce a tattoo I'm happy with.
That is the end of part two. Now, turn to part three. Part three. You will hear some people speaking about the accommodation they had at university. For questions 15 to 19, match the extracts that you hear with options A to G. There is one option that you do not need to use. There is an example, 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task. Example 0.
As a student, tranquility in my accommodation was paramount. The serene environment allowed focused studying and created a retreat, contributing significantly to my overall well-being during my college years. The quiet atmosphere cultivated a space for reflection, promoting personal growth and academic success.
Speaker 1. I was fortunate to secure a spot in the students' halls, but most peers in private housing face challenges despite the praised independence. Private landlords often convert old houses into student residences, offering only basic facilities like a bathroom, kitchen, and living room. In contrast, on-campus accommodation features various unique and luxurious options, from gyms to communal kitchens and cinemas. As a student, I appreciated and utilized these advantages, emphasizing their strategic importance in the context of social connections and location. Speaker 2.
There's a lot to consider, including whether sharing a house with someone is a good option. The reality is that unless you're independent and have a big monthly budget, living alone can be very overwhelming and lonely. However, when living with someone, one of the most important questions will likely be how to work out and split bills for gas, water, or electricity. Sorting this early on can ensure you have a smooth relationship with your housemates and avoid miscommunication.
Speaker 3.
Residing in university-owned accommodation or near the campus offers benefits beyond social amenities and utilities. Surprisingly, commuting to university revealed unexpected advantages. Managing swiftly with a part-time job nearby, I embraced the freedom to choose larger apartments outside the city, emphasizing the importance of planned housing choices. This experience underscored how crucial thoughtful housing decisions are in shaping a balanced student lifestyle.
Speaker 4. Staying in student accommodation involves overseeing your living space, establishing good study habits, and managing your social life. The transition from your family home for the first time can be both intimidating and thrilling. Suddenly, you take charge of mealtimes, and attend to routine chores once taken for granted. There's a unique charm in embracing these everyday responsibilities. Navigating shopping and laundry alongside your university commitments feels like a significant stride towards autonomy. While the location and utilities play a role, it's the self-discovery that truly defines this positive journey. Speaker 5.
Living in student accommodation offers a unique opportunity to live under the same roof as students from many different cultures and backgrounds. It provides an excellent chance to build connections and create a sense of community. With a diverse range of students living in the same location, including those with flexible schedules and preferences, it's easy to make friends and build lifelong connections. This is exactly what students living in halls have: support and guidance from fellow residents who can be in a strategic position to help you succeed both academically and personally.
Speaker 1. I was fortunate to secure a spot in the students' halls, but most peers in private housing face challenges despite the praised independence. Private landlords often convert old houses into student residences, offering only basic facilities like a bathroom, kitchen, and living room. In contrast, on-campus accommodation features various unique and luxurious options, from gyms to communal kitchens and cinemas. As a student, I appreciated and utilised these advantages, emphasising their strategic importance in the context of social connections and location. Speaker 2.
There's a lot to consider, including whether sharing a house with someone is a good option. The reality is that unless you're independent and have a big monthly budget, living alone can be very overwhelming and lonely. However, when living with someone, one of the most important questions will likely be how to work out and split bills for gas, water, or electricity. Sorting this early on can ensure you have a smooth relationship with your housemates and avoid miscommunication.
Speaker 3.
Residing in university-owned accommodation or near the campus offers benefits beyond social amenities and utilities. Surprisingly, commuting to university revealed unexpected advantages. Managing swiftly with a part-time job nearby, I embraced the freedom to choose larger apartments outside the city, emphasizing the importance of planned housing choices. This experience underscored how crucial thoughtful housing decisions are in shaping a balanced student lifestyle.
Speaker 4. Staying in student accommodation involves overseeing your living space, establishing good study habits, and managing your social life. The transition from your family home for the first time can be both intimidating and thrilling. Suddenly, you take charge of mealtimes and attend to routine chores once taken for granted. There's a unique charm in embracing these everyday responsibilities. Navigating shopping and laundry alongside your university commitments feels like a significant stride towards autonomy. While the location and utilities play a role, it's the self-discovery that truly defines this positive journey. Speaker 5.
Living in student accommodation offers a unique opportunity to live under the same roof as students from many different cultures and backgrounds. It provides an excellent chance to build connections and create a sense of community. With a diverse range of students living in the same location, including those with flexible schedules and preferences, it's easy to make friends and build lifelong connections. This is exactly what students living in halls have: support and guidance from fellow residents who can be in a strategic position to help you succeed both academically and personally.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. Part 4. You will hear a talk on sign languages. For questions 20 to 25, complete the text. You may write one word only. Write the word exactly as you hear it. There is an example 0. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 1 minute to read the text.
More than 70 million deaf people in the world use sign language. Many others, including the children of deaf parents, learn to sign to break down barriers and foster workplaces and universities that function more equitably. Contrary to popular belief, sign language is not one universal language. While international sign language is used during global meetings, it is highly simplified compared to the 300 natural sign languages in the world, including different variants within countries. Communication is multimodal. Facial expressions, mouthing words, gestures, and body language all convey meaning through a formalized system with its own vocabulary, grammar, and syntax. Questions are accompanied by the correct position of the eyebrows, moving them both down for when, what, or where, and pointing up for questions requiring a yes-no response. Indicating whether we are talking about the past, present, or future, and when signing a response to a question, the position of the palm can also change the meaning, facing up for positive or affirmative meanings, and down for negative ones. So, behave proactively, take a course on sign language, and learn some basic phrases to play your part in creating an inclusive society. More than 70 million deaf people in the world use sign language. Many others, including the children of deaf parents, learn to sign to break down barriers and foster workplaces and universities that function more equitably. Contrary to popular belief, sign language is not one universal language. While international sign language is used during global meetings, it is highly simplified compared to the 300 natural sign languages in the world, including different variants within countries. Communication is multimodal. Facial expressions, mouthing words, gestures, and body language all convey meaning through a formalized system with its own vocabulary, grammar, and syntax. Questions are accompanied by the correct position of the eyebrows, moving them both down for when, what, or where, and pointing up for questions requiring a yes-no response. Indicating whether we are talking about the past, present, or future, and when signing a response to a question, the position of the palm can also change the meaning, facing up for positive or affirmative meanings, and down for negative ones. So, behave proactively, take a course on sign language, and learn some basic phrases to play your part in creating an inclusive society.
That is the end of part 4 and the end of the listening test. You now have 2 minutes to transfer your answers onto the answer sheet.
Dabar jūs turite 2 minutes klausimo testo atsakymams perrašyti į atsakymų lapą. Klausimo testo pabaiga.